I'm Nathan Cohn. John Clare is with me. Two friends talking about great music and great movies and the Oscars this year. John Clare, it's a strong crop of nominees. We have five great scores, I think, for the 2012 Oscars here. All of them really strong contenders, I believe.
And I think, you know, the last few years, it's been fun to sort of look at these nominations. And sometimes it's a bit of a surprise with what happens. And sometimes it's like, oh, wow, I can't believe this movie wasn't in here. But as you say, these are all pretty strong. And I think, again, these composers use such great instrumentation, orchestration, and really put us in the mood of these movies because they're incredibly wide-ranging.
Yeah, we've got two soundtracks that have a large world music influence to them. That's Life of Pi, as well as Alexandre Desplat for Argo. We have Dario Marianelli, an Italian heritage composer working with great Russian themes for Anna Karenina. We have John Williams doing his best Americana for Lincoln. And then you've got Thomas Newman with a great action score for Skyfall.
Well, I think it's one of those things. Let's start out with Argo. Mm-hmm. And again, this sort of location certainly factors, I think, into the music.
Set in Tehran, 1979, during the Iranian hostage crisis, it's a terrific movie, and the score really is reflected by a lot of Middle Eastern influence, not only in terms of instrumentation, but rhythms as well.
It's funny, I think with this score to Argo, I think Alexander could have been a little cheesy in this, but in fact, it is very appropriate for it, and these cues are really something.
And the rhythm that comes in a lot of these cues, I think, really does drive some of the tension-filled moments of the film as well. Alexander also comes out with a big American-sized cue a couple of points in the movie as well, which is this just soaring American theme, which is kind of funny amongst all this other Middle Eastern theme music on the soundtrack as well. But it's great. It works, I think. The Mission from the soundtrack to Argo by Alexandre Desplat. Now on to music of Thomas Newman.
I am such a James Bond fan that I would love to see this win, but I'm not sure. It is sort of the lightest, I think, of these movies, but it is maybe the best Bond yet.
Yes, Skyfall has, first of all, a terrific theme song with Adele singing, which I think will win the Best Song Oscar. And the score by Thomas Newman, it's good action movie score. Of the five nominees, if you had to rank these great scores in terms of, you know, like the lesser of the great scores here, Newman's is probably fifth in my ranking, I guess, here. Because I think that Newman's done a lot of really innovative things before with American Beauty and with the themes for 6 Feet Under that he's done using a lot of interesting percussion and scores. This is more traditional action movie fare, but it's good action movie fare score, I think. And it uses some of the classic Bond themes in here as well as some original melodies.
The score to Skyfall is very sentimental to me. I would love to see it. But as you say, it's probably maybe the least of these. And I think when you have so many cooks, I mean, from, all these other composers that has come, that have come before him, and with the drama, you sort of have to work that in. Whereas, you know, Lincoln isn't a sequel, you know, or the Life of Pi isn't going to be, you know, the 21st film.
You mean Lincoln's not a sequel to like Andrew Jackson or something that came before
John Adams, or, yeah. You know, George the Third. This is now, you know, but it's one of those things that what he does do, as you say, is pretty masterful. Again, working either with an evil character or that, you know, we're at a casino and suddenly, you know, we have these beautiful sort of scenes and seedy places, that he does capture those sort of things with excitement.
Well, you mentioned Lincoln, and let's talk about that for a minute in terms of it being a sequel. In a weird way, the sound of this score kind of is to me, because last year, John Williams was nominated twice for The Adventures of Tintin as well as War Horse. And for War Horse, I thought he drew very heavily on the sounds of Rayfon Williams and England in order to create the mood of that country. For Lincoln, it's Aaron Copland that we're coming from as far as the inspiration for the score. There's a lot of Lincoln Portrait-esque sounding music in here. It's standard, great John Williams stuff, but is it rising above some of the other scores here? I don't know. Or is it just, you know, his typical stuff, and it's great, and we love it, but does it stand out? I don't know.
I think it's going to take it this year.
Really?
I really do, and it's a odd pick, I think, but John Williams just turned 80, turned 81, actually, and I think this is so incredibly well-crafted. I think that Lincoln's going to do well overall at the Oscars, and I think it's going to take the score, although it maybe isn't as innovative, but it's certainly, I think it just tugs on those heartstrings, and it's such a, again, a story that people know, and this music, I think fits incredibly well with the movie.
You're absolutely right that this is a very emotional score, and it does tug at the heartstrings. There's a lot of American sentiment in here that really works well, I think, with the score. So let's go abroad again and to Russia for the music of Dario Marianelli and Anna Karenina, and a score that at times sounds to me a lot like Shostakovich, or using a lot of folk melodies in here. The old birch tree song, an old Russian folk song, is used throughout this score in the overture, as well as some of the slower cues as well. And there's even some Hasidic melodies, I think, that appear every now and then in some of the more raucous cues.
Well, I love this score to Anna Karenina, and it's one of those that I can actually put on and either work to or be at home and enjoying my evening with a cigar thinking about Anna Karenina. But I'm not sure that it will win, but I certainly think it's one of those things that it's sort of the best of Shostakovich, the best of Prokofiev, without being too imitative. But as you say, these melodies, I again, a very emotional thing, and sometimes incredibly fun. Mm-hmm. You know, that, again, you were talking about rhythm earlier, about in Argo and different things. I think the rhythm in here captures very well that sort of period and at the same time our own, you know, sort of 21st century sensibilities.
So finally, let's go to Michael Dana for The Life of Pi. He won the Golden Globe for this score, and there's a lot of West meets East influence in the score, strings as well as Eastern gamelans and stringed instruments like sitar and what have you that are playing in this score, some percussive voice, use of voice in the score. It's very, very pretty music. It's a CD that just goes from start to finish as almost one long movement. You know, they're very short cues on the actual CD score. And the music works beautifully in the film. There's some momentum behind the score. I think it has a possibility to take the Oscar, you know, because I think there's a lot of international love for Life of Pi. Although, actually, if I had my own heart's pick, I think I would like Dario Marinelli to get it for Anna Karenina. It's probably my favorite to put on and listen to on and on. But your opinion on Life of Pi?
Well, I think it is this sort of you know, flow that happens. And I think that's maybe difficult, but they're such a difficult to not want to sort of be over the top with, you know, such amazing cinematography and such interesting images, to not be too flashy. And I think this is very complimentary and maybe the best in sort of trying to score for a soundtrack and support it, as opposed to sometimes when you have a quiet moment or an interesting moment, that music might take it away. And I've had talks with folks about trying to, when you have a cadence in music, it sort of stops. Your mind sort of thinks that, oh, this is going to, you know, but this doesn't have those sort of cadences that it does, as you say, have this great flow.
There's a wonderful moment in the score when Pi finds himself on kind of a magical floating island, and there's some really beautiful, delicate things that Dana does in the score. Let's give a listen. Floating Island, a cue from Life of Pi, music by Michael Dana, and the last of the five nominees that we've been talking about for the Best Original Score Oscar for this year's Academy Awards. And interestingly enough, and again, a song from Life of Pi is up for Best Song as well, a very pretty Pi's Lullaby. And John, your pick is, you think Lincoln is going to win.
I think Lincoln's going to win, but I wouldn't be shocked if Life of Pi were up there. And I don't think that would be a jip for anyone. I think that would be cool. And I'm curious to see what our listeners think. That's what's going to take the award this year.
Yeah, so you can leave your comments in the form below on this page and send an email to John or me. And for my pick, I think Life of Pi will probably wind up winning the Oscar. But if my favorite of these is Marinelli's for Anna Karenina, I just like to listen to that one over and over again. So thanks for spending a few moments with me, John.
Thank you.